All right, good morning, children. Okay, we're going to start off this morning. I'm going to read a short story, and we're going to talk about that a little bit, and then read a couple verses and talk about those. So, the title of this story is called A Whole Loaf, Please. This story is set back in the older days when I think it might have been over in Russia, where they were coming through a war, and there was hardly any food for anybody to eat, and there was a lot of poor people. So that's what this story is about. Following the Great Revolution in Russia many years ago, there was much suffering among the people of that country. Thousands of people starved to death, and thousands more who had once been very rich became beggars. It was difficult for the children to understand, for the change came so suddenly upon them all. I think many of them must have cried their eyes out many times. There is one family I know about that had a very hard time. The father had been killed, the mother had died, and the grandmother was left with just three children. Once they had lived in a beautiful home and their table had always been spread with good things. Now they were living in a hovel. A hovel would be like a little shed that's kind of fallen down. Maybe you can see sometimes when you're driving down the road, there's like a little mini barn or something. It was probably something like that. Grandma was knitting hard all day to try to earn enough to keep the children alive. But when she had done her work, it was very difficult to obtain food in exchange for it. There was so little food to be had. One day, the last morsel had been eaten. After a crust of bread apiece for the midday meal, there was no crumb left in the house. Grandma was very, very sad, but she tried not to let the children see how worried she was. She called them around her and told them what was the matter, and then they knelt down to pray. She felt that they had come to the end of their resources, and that unless Jesus should help them, they would surely die of starvation like the other poor people around them. So they prayed. What a prayer meeting that was, just Grandma and the three children, but they all prayed as only the starving can. I don't know what all they said, but the little girl's prayer was like this. Dear Jesus, please send us something for supper. Not just a crust, but a whole loaf, please. So sometimes I've seen people already, they'll get their piece of bread and they'll cut the crust off the outside. And these little children here, all they had to eat that day was just the crust of the bread. They didn't even have the good inside part. And we should remember that when we want to be unthankful, there's a lot of people that would be very thankful to have just what we have. I think all of us here have plenty to eat. They had not seen a whole loaf for many a long day, and it was like asking for a birthday cake for an ordinary meal. Supper time came, but still there was no food. Poor little dears, how they must have longed for something to eat. You haven't sharpened the bread knife yet, said the little girl to Grandma, still fully believing that her prayer would be answered. So Grandma sharpened the knife according to Russian custom. See, the bread wasn't even there yet, but they sharpened the knife, so remember that. They still didn't know that there was any bread. The evening passed. They were cold and hungry, and the children were about to go to bed when there was a knock at the door. Grandma answered the knock, and there stood a man, covered in snow. She recognized him as an old friend of the family and welcomed him in. He said that he had tramped nearly 20 miles that day. "What brought you here tonight?" she inquired. "About noon today, something impressed me that you were in dire need and that I must come to you at once." Then, turning to the children, he said, "And you will never guess what I have brought with me." "I can," said the little girl. "What is it, then?" asked the gentleman. "It's a whole big loaf," said the little girl. "And that's just what it is," said the friend, opening his overcoat and drawing one out. "And how did you know?" Then they told him how they had prayed that Jesus would send them not just a crust, but a whole loaf. And together they went down to their knees and thanked him for his wonderful care for those who believe in him. And though it was only a loaf and no butter on it, what a wonderful supper it was they had that night. So that's the end of the story there. But the word I want to talk about today is faith. And something that's kind of like faith, I guess we could call it trust. And That's a big area in each of our lives, especially we can build that character when we're young children. If we trust our parents, and even when they tell us to do things that don't make sense sometimes, and we trust them because they're trusting in God and they're doing the best they know how, when we get older and we have to make our own decisions, it'll be a whole lot easier to trust God if we can learn to trust our parents. The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So faith is kind of like when we believe that something is true and that we believe in it, even when we don't have the proof to understand. And there's some examples in the Bible where God talked about different people that did that. The one I had to think of was Naaman when he had that terrible disease on his skin with leprosy. And Elijah told him that you need to go to the river and you need to dip 7 times in the muddy Jordan River. And it didn't seem to make any sense to him, because where he came from, there was a lot nicer rivers that he could have washed in. And why did he have to do it 7 times? Wouldn't 1 time be good enough? But when he trusted and he had faith in God and he just moved forward with what he knew to do, God blessed him and he brought healing. And there's often times when Jesus healed somebody in the Bible. We can read about it many different times. Jesus told him that thy faith made thee whole. So if we believe the things that God has written to us and we follow those things, He will bless us. And also there's just so many examples of people doing things that they didn't understand. Like the widow, it was a very poor widow in Israel, and it was another time there was famine and hardly any food to eat. And Elijah went to her and he told her that she should bake him a cake. And she said that there's only enough meal left in my barrel to make some for me and my son. And she said, we're going to eat that and die. And even though she didn't understand why she had to give it to some random stranger that she didn't even know, when she did that, God richly blessed her. And they had enough meal and enough oil that for the rest of that famine, they had food to eat. It never ran out. So when our parents ask us to do things, maybe sometimes we don't understand. But if we just have faith and trust them, God will bless us for that. And then when we get older and God calls us to trust him and we have to make a lot more of our own decisions, it'll be a lot easier for us. So that's all I have today. It's just a short lesson. Maybe we can say a prayer and you can all go back to your seats. Heavenly Father, we bow before you here today. We thank you, Lord, for the word that has already been brought this morning, and just pray that you would grant your blessing on the rest of this day. Be with Brother Mel as he brings the message. Pray that you would help him to speak what you have given to him, and help us as the hearers that we could take it to heart, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you would just help each one of us, that we could have faith in our lives and that we could trust you through every circumstance that we face, and that we could just believe you wholeheartedly. I just pray that you would be with the rest of this service. In Jesus' name, amen.